Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. The fun drive is over, and Judy is back. Welcome back, Judy.
I'm glad to be back, and congratulations on your fun drive.
Well, congratulations to all our listeners who are so amazingly loyal and generous. We turn to what is not a happy story in the paper today, which has to do with a Schenectady sex offender. Pick it up from there, Judy.
A notorious sex offender who once fled for India while on parole could learn in the coming months whether he'll remain in indefinite civil confinement. Alan Horowitz is a former psychiatrist. He was in Schenectady State Supreme Court Tuesday for the start of a trial to determine whether he is a dangerous sex offender who should continue to be held. New York State law allows the continued confinement of sex offenders for psychiatric treatment after they have served their prison time if it can be determined they continue to be dangerous to society. Horowitz completed his 10 to 20-year prison sentence in 2012. One prosecutor previously called him a prime example of the type of offender lawmakers had in mind when they passed the 2007 civil confinement law. If the judge orders Horowitz confined, he would be among more than 300 sex offenders ordered confined at a secure treatment facility since the law took effect in 2007. That's according to a state attorney general's report. At issue at this trial in Schenectady County is whether Horowitz can control his impulses. He has admitted he has a disorder, but contends he can control himself without confinement. His sex offense convictions date back more than 30 years to Maryland, where he worked as a psychiatrist and was convicted of abusing two boys in his care. He received probation, lost his medical license, came to Schenectady, where in 1990 he was convicted of raping a nine-year-old boy. His plea covered more than 40 other charges. Again, the story gained prominence back in 2006 when he fled the country for India. There was a worldwide manhunt. They found him, brought him back. He's been in prison, and now the issue becomes whether or not he'll needs to be remain confined for an indefinite period of time.
I've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, we thank you as always and glad to have you back.
Thanks, David.